The Quran should be every Muslim's first priority. And during the upcoming month of Ramadan, this should be even more so. In this lesson, I will highlight one tool that can, with the will of Allah, improve your relation with the Quran greatly and also help you regardless of your level. If you are still learning the Quran, if you're an advanced learner, if you're trying to memorize the Quran, or if you've even have memorized the Quran. The tool that I'm talking about is an app called Tartil. And I personally use this app and I'll share my experience with you and hopefully it encourages you to get more involved with the Quran, inshallah. So this is not a sponsored video or anything of the sort. It is my pure personal experience. First of all, when you open and configure the app, it has two main modes, read and listen. You switch between them by pressing and holding this button. When listening, you may choose the reciter you want to listen to, the speed, and if you want each verse to be repeated as well, if you're trying to memorize the surah. These features could be found in other apps too, but the unique part about the app is the recite mode. If you switch to recite mode, you will see how handy this app can be. When you press the recite button, the app will start listening to your recitation and follow you along as you recite. Ya ayyuha al-muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid 'alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila. This can help you a lot with concentrating on what you're reading, but it is also an indication if you're reciting correctly, since it will not highlight the word and go further if you do not pronounce something correctly. Mind you, it doesn't pick up the tajweed rules yet, but if you mispronounce the word, then it will not be picked up, and then you must pronounce it correctly before you can proceed. And to help with that, if you get stuck, you can get back to the listen mode to listen to it one more time. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب السماوات رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. And by pressing on this icon, you can change the mode of reading to then read the ayah with its translation underneath. You can change the translation language and the preferred language from the settings. So for those who are following understanding the Quran in Arabic course, this feature could be very helpful to constantly check and test your understanding. And if you want to learn more about a certain ayah, then you can press and hold on the ayah in question, then click on Tafsir. You will then have many choices of the tafsir that is available, and there are also some available in English, which is very good. Once you choose the ones that you want to see, they will appear under the ayah, and then you can compare all the explanations and interpretations of the same ayah. And if you're used to using other type of mushaf, let us say an Urdu mushaf, then you can still choose that from the settings, and choose the mushaf that you are used to using. I personally use the Arabic Mushaf. Now these were for the readers, but if you are memorizing the Quran or revising your memorization, then all you need to do is pressing on this icon, which then, as you can see, hides all the text on the page. But then, when you start reciting, the program will start showing the ayat bit by bit as if you're reciting and revising at the same time. So if you've memorized a surah or a juz, you can still revise it even if you don't have someone who you can recite to. It is still best to recite to your shaykh, of course, but if that is not available, then this is the second best thing.
Jazaa'an min rabbika 'ata'an hisaba. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا.
The interesting thing is that it picks up your recitation even if you recite at a faster pace.
اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسر النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون.
Also, if you start reciting without choosing a page or a surah, it will automatically detect where you are reciting from, and it will start following you along.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا.
And just like the reading mode, if you make a mistake while reciting the ayah, it will not pick up the word and go further until you've corrected yourself and said it properly.
فَلَا تَحْزَنْ فَلَا تَعْجَلْ فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا.
The best part is that these features of the app are completely free. There is a premium version, which then highlights the words with mistakes and makes a list of them. I personally tried it, but I didn't really think it was that useful to me. But you can try for yourself and be the judge. They also offer a trial period. It is important to know that when reciting, the app is actually recording your recitation. So it is recording your voice. And with a premium account, you can access these recordings. I thought it was important for you to know that before using the app. There are also so many other features that you can discover on your own. But these are the main ones that I think can greatly improve your relation with the Quran, inshallah. And if you know any other useful tools like this one, then please share them in the comments to help others find them too. And remember what our Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever guides someone to do goodness will have a reward like the one who did it." Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.